Today's Amud for Chazara is Yevamos Das Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Yudal Amud Beis, 5 lines on the bottom, Toshima. So says the Gemara Toshima, bringing another raya about whether or not Beishamai was also Kedevraim or Loyasim. Toshima, Dam Rabbi Yechim Ben Nuri, Hei Chalach Azur Vachas Beisrael, how are we going to go fight there in Klal Yisrael when we have such a big machlaikas about the Tzaras Erva? Nasa Kedevra Beishamai, if we go like Beishamai, and we allow Shimon to be Miabim Shprinza, Havan Mamzer, Lidivir Beis Hillel. According to Beis Hillel, it's a big no-no, the child's going to be a Mamzer. Nasa Kedevra Beis Hillel, to go like Beis Hillel, and allow Shprinza to marry Baruch, to marry Lashuk, Havlad Pogum Lidivir Beishamai. According to Beishamai, the child of that relationship, who comes from an Isser Lav, the child is Pogum, is possible Kahuna. So, but even this gan Lamud Tzaris, it's make a takana for all the Tzaris Arayas, Shucholza, Tzloim Misyavim, said all of them should do Chalitza, and in this way, it's a win-win. Everybody would hold that then she can marry Baruch, and there's nothing to be concerned about. They weren't able to actually finalize the takana until it became too late, and they got other things came up, and Lamaisa, they never ended up making the takana. However, still says the Braisa that Amar Leir of Shimon ben Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel said to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri that I don't like your takana because manasa lehem letzaras harishayna meata. What's going to be with the tzaras harishayna? What's going to be with the tzaras erva from last year that did yibum? That's the pshat. That did yibum and did yibum with Shimon. The vlad's going to be a mamzer. You're going to be mighty laws on that child. So yeah, bishlamo asus. Now it's understandable if you say that Beishamai was asu kedivrayim haydu dukamer manasa. That's why Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel had a good time to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. You're coming to make a takana. Everyone now should do chalitza. You're going to be mighty laws on last year's saras erva that did yibum. Ali, Amir Lai Asu. But if you say that Beishamai was never asu kedivrayim, so my manasa. So what's the manasa? There was no saras erva last year that did yibum. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Yitzchak Elu letzara atzma. We're not talking about the saras erva. We're not talking. You missed the boat completely. Umanasa hachikamar. When Rav Shimon ben Gamliel said manasa, he was talking about the tzara herself, and he was saying like this. He was saying that you're coming to make a takana, that every tzaris erva should do chalitza, but what are you going to do? Hanach tzaris to Beis Hillel, to Beis Shammai, hechin aviluhu. But what are you going to do with the tzaris erva of Beis Hillel, that last year, the tzaris erva who married Baruch, who married Lashuk without doing chalitza, and you're coming to make them be kosher, even if he's Beis Shammai, and you want them to do chalitza, what are you going to do with her? She already married Baruch. Lichlatzu, you're going to tell her now to go back to the Yavam and to do chalitza, it's going to cause their husbands to be disgusted by them. And if you'll say, but okay, there's nothing to do. Let's make them disgusting. No, the ways of the Torah are supposed to be pleasant, and therefore your fix is not really a good fix. But there's no raya from here whether or not Beishamai was also kedivrayim, lay also kedivrayim. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's taina had nothing to do with Beishamai shita; it had to do with the tzara herself, and was in Beis Hillel shita. So Tashma, we have another raya. The Amr Reb Tarfon Tevani Masai Tavli Tzaras Abbas Liadi Vesaena. Reb Tarfon said it was the Talmud of Beis Shammai. He said, I have a taiva for Tzaras Abbas to come to me, and I'll marry her. I'll marry my Tzaras Erva to show that the halacha is like Beis Shammai. So you see, it was Asu. Says the Gemara, no, ima vasiena. He wasn't saying, I'll marry her. He was saying, I'll marry her off. I'll marry her lashuk without requiring chalitza. Adarabba, he was saying, I'm going to show that the halacha is like Beis Hillel. Asked the Gemara, v'ta'avni kamar. But he said, I have a taiva. If he's going like Beis Hillel, there's no need to say, I have a taiva. That's the mainstream halacha. Taiva is when you're coming to say, like, a chiddush lahalacha. So if he was coming to say that the halacha is like Beis Shammai, that would be a chiddush, then it would make sense to say, I have a taiva. But to go like Beis Hillel, it doesn't make sense to say, I have a taiva. So says the Gemara, in this context it does, because the afukim in Rabbi Yechim Benuri, because it was the sheet of Rabbi Yechim Benuri who said that even if he Beis Hillel, let's make a takana that everyone should do chalitza. So therefore, Rabbi Tarfon said, I have a taiva that I should have a tzaras Abbas come to me, and I'll marry her off Lashuk, and I won't have her do chalitza. I'm going to show not like Rabbi Yechim Benuri. That's why he said, I have a taiva. Tashamav, another raya, or the Gemara tries to bring another raya, that Maisa Bibita Ish Rabbi Gamliel, there was a story with the daughter of Rabbi Gamliel, who we'll call Bracha, Shaisa Nesu La'aba Achiv, and she was married to Rabbi Gamliel's brother, she was married to her uncle, whose name was Abba. So Abba was married to Bracha, and Abba was also married to Shprinza, Umeis B'lei Banim, and Abba died without having any children, for Yabim Rabbi Gamliel, Sarasa, and Rabbi Gamliel went, and he was Miyabim Shprinza. So you see that Beishamai was also Kedivrayim. Says the Gemara, no, that can't be the pshat in the story over here. V'tisvara, do you really think that that's what's going on? Rabbi Gamliel mitamidei beShamai, who? You think Rabbi Gamliel was from the Tamidim of Shammai? He wasn't a Tamid of Shammai. He would never go like Shammai. Elo, there must be details missing. Elashani bitash Rabbi Gamliel the islandess havai. The story goes is that Rabbi Gamliel's daughter Bracha was an islandess, and therefore Shprinsa was a Tsaras islandess. A Tsaras islandess, even bitai. Even islandess, that's a bitai. The halacha is we paskin that she's mutter, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was miyabim shprinsa. However, ask the Gemara, how could you say that the pshan in the brisa is that bracha was an islandess? Hamidikatani seifa achirim maimrim bitash Rabbi Gamliel islandess haisa mechladatani kamasaver lav islandess haisa. Achirim comes in the seifa of the brisa and says that the pshat, the reason why Rabbi Gamliel was able to be miyabim shprinsa was because bracha was an islandess. Smashman the Tanakama holds that bracha was not an islandess. So says the Gemara three terutzim. Tarets number one, says the Gemara, that hikar bavalei hikar ba'ikabinayo. Now, even the Tanakama holds that she was an islandess, but the Tanakama, the difference between the Tanakama and Acherim, is that the Tanakama holds that she was known to be an islandess. That Abba knew she was an islandess and married her anyway. So there's no mekach tais, and afal pikein, the tzaras islandess is mutter. Whereas Acherim comes in the end and says that no, islandess haisa, she was discovered to be an islandess. That Abba didn't know she was an islandess. If Abba knew she was an islandess, the tzaras islandess is potter from Yibam. But over here, Abba didn't know that she was an islandess, and that's how Rabbi Gamliel was able to marry Shprinsa. The Tanakama holds that even though Abba was married to Bracha to Shprinsa at the same time, since the Maisa Abba divorced the Bracha before he died, so now Shprinsa felt false to Yibam, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was Miyabim Shprinsa. However, Achirim comes and says that no, since they were married at the same time, even though it's true that Abba subsequently divorced Bracha, since they were married, so Nesun Arishainis Mapelas, and therefore Shprinsa does not fall to Yibam. So how was Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim her? Comes Achirim and says it's because Bracha was an islandess. Where base aim a third Teretz, again, not that Rabbi Gamliel was miyabim a mamish atzaras erva, yesh tanai bebia ikibinayo. The pshat was that when Abba married Bracha, he made a tanai in the marriage, and the condition was not fulfilled. So therefore, it was mekach, the condition was never chal, and that's why Rabbi Gamliel was able to be miyabim shprinsa. Whereas Acherim comes and says that no, it doesn't matter if he made it Tanai, since Lamaisa he was Bail her, since he was Bail Bracha, so we look at that as like a Mechila on the Tanai, and the Kedushin is Chal. Ah, so how was Rabbi Gamliel able to be Miyabim Shprinsa? She's a Tzaras Erva? No, Bracha was an Islandess. That's the Pshat in the Shaklavatari of the Braisa. But it's not that Rabbi Gamliel was Mamish Miyabim a Tzaras Erva. Avadi, he wasn't even the Talmud of Shama, he would never have done such a thing, so there's no Raya from here of Asu or Loi Asu Kedivrayim. So Masr Rabbi Misharsha, Rabbi Misharsha brings another raya, that Maisr Rabbi Akiva, there was a story with Rabbi Akiva, Shalikate Estrog Becha B'Shvat, that he picked an Estrog on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, of the second year going into a third year, V'nahag Boi B'Shtei Yisurin, and he was Naik two Maisers, Echa Kedivra B'Shamai, he took off as if it was the third year like B'Shamai, V'Echa Kedivra B'Sila, and then he took off another Maiser like B'Sila, as if it was the second year because it wasn't yet two B'Shvat. So Shvamina Asu, you see, he was going like B'Shamai, he was coming to be Yaitse Shitas B'Shamai, it must be Beishamai was also Kedivrayim, and that's Rabbi Akiva was coming to be Choshish for Beishamai. Whereas the Gemara says that no, that's not the Pshan in the story. Rabbi Akiva Gemara is Stapiklai. He forgot his Messiah, he was Mesupik about it. Well, Yada, he didn't remember Ibeishil Becha Beshvat Amar, Ibetu Beshvat Amar. He didn't remember when is Rosh Hashanah Li'ilana Islafi Beis Hillel. Is it Echa B'Shvat or Tu B'Shvat? He wasn't coming to be Yaitzei Shamayim Hillel, he was coming to be Yaitzei Beis Hillel. He just didn't remember which one was Shitas Beis Hillel. So that's why he took off two Maisers. Masav Mar Zutra, Maisav Yolda Kalase Shal Shamayim Azakin. There was a story that Shamayim Azakin had a grandson, Upikheis Esamaziva V'sike Chagavim Ita, and he took off the roof from where the child was sleeping, and he put some schach over there, B'Shvil Katan, so that the katan should be inside the sukkah. So Shmamina Asu, you see, Beishamai held, put to practice what they preach, that even a katan who's just born is chayiv midin chinuch in the midst of sukkah. Beisila holds it's only once they don't need their mother anymore. Beishamai says even if they need the mother, they're chayiv midin chinuch. And you see, Beishamai, or Shammai himself even, practiced what he preached, and he put his grandson into the sukkah. So says the Gemara, no, it's true over there, he was also kedivrayim, but hasam arayo imer lafushi avir kavid. Over there, it doesn't look bad. That's why he was also kedivrayim, because people will just assume that he wanted to give his grandson some fresh air. When is it that we say light on the tzad that it's loyasu? It's only because said it shouldn't be agudas agudai, said it shouldn't look like shtei tyrus. But if anyways it's not nicker, so then even the man da'amar who says loyasu would agree that beishame was also kedivrayim. So again, it's true over here, it was also kedivrayim, but this is not a raya that in general they were also kedivrayim. Masa mar zotra, maisa b'shoikas Yehu. There was a story with the stone of Yehu, the stone shaisa b'Yerushalayim, a large stone that was in Yerushalayim. Vaisa nekuva lemikva. It was a big stone. Rashi says it was hollow and there was water that flowed into it, and people would treated it like a mikvah. Vaisa nekuva lemikva. It had a hole that went to a mikvah. It itself didn't have 40 sa, but it was open to a mikvah which had 40 sa. V'chol tahara yishayu b'Yerushalayim nasan al gaba. And people would put all the tahara in Yerushalayim. They would be taivel. Into this stone, even though it didn't have 40 sa, because the ma'isa was connected to a mikveh that had 40 sa. Now, how large was the connection? Wasn't so large. So v'shalchu beishamai v'rechivuha, and so beishamai sent some people over there, and they widened the hole. She beishamai oimrim achetipaches beruba, because the sheet of beishamai is that we only consider it a chibur if it's open beruba, if it's majority open to the mikveh. So therefore, beishamai went. They sent people to widen the hole. Whereas the according to beiselal, it doesn't need to be so open. Utanah, we learned in the Mishnah that Yirav Mikvais, according to Beis Hillel, is Kishvayferes Hanud, Ba'ayvyev V'chalala. It's just the size of a Shvayferes, the thickness of the tube itself with the hole. Kishteyat Spice, which ends up being like two fingers, Chayzreis L'mkayman, that you could wiggle around, you could move it in a circular motion. That's the share of the hole that's needed to be mechaber the two mikvahs. Not very large. But Beishameh went and they sent people to widen the hole. So you see that Beishameh was asu kedivrayim. So Shmamina asu, says the Gemara again, same as before. It's true in this instance they were asu, but that's only because hasam araya oimer lapushe mayu dekavid. Someone who sees it won't assume it's like shtei tyrus. They'll just assume that they wanted there to be more water. That's why they widened the hole. And that's why in this case they were asu, but it could be in general, Beishameh was loy asu kedivrayim.